at this. RN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia launching a wave of attacks on Ukraine's capital city, striking residential buildings and energy infrastructure as well. Authorities do say there have been numerous injuries, but thankfully so far no reports of any deaths. A spokesman says one area that was badly hit included the energy infrastructure sites, but failed to give very many details. In the meantime, former U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker says Moscow needs some motivation for Washington's peace plan to really work.
What we've seen with round after round of efforts at negotiations, incentives offered to Russia, some sanctions placed on Russia, diplomatic talks, different formats, different plans, but the fundamentals have not changed. So everyone's looking for some easy way out where we negotiate, Putin's reasonable, and we have a deal. There isn't going to be an easy way out. Putin wants to wage this war, and he has to be stopped.
Flying cars, they're not just for the Jetsons anymore. Here's Bob Agnew.
China is moving closer to flying taxis. Regulators have cleared EHang to run pilotless electric aircraft for passenger service. A trial route will launch next summer, part of a push to grow the low-altitude economy into what China believes will be a half-trillion-dollar industry by the year 2035. Bob Agner reporting.
Before this week is over, you may wish you had a flying car. As the Thanksgiving holiday swings into action, millions of Americans hitting the roads and skies for what AAA says will be one of the busiest holiday travel periods in nearly 20 years. Nationwide, some 80 million people expected to travel for Thanksgiving, with about 90% of those going by automobile. This is SRN News. Well, a new look at faith and the two political parties.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that when you boil it all down, Democrats are a lot less religious than their Republican counterparts. 41% of Democratic voters say they believe in God with absolute certainty, compared to 66% of Republicans who do. On the question of whether faith is an important part of their daily lives, 28% of Democrats say yes versus 58% of Republicans. Democrats are also less likely to pray or go to church than GOP voters. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board overseeing the Alabama Public Library is voting to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children's sections. Now, the Alabama action, the latest salvo in the national fight over library content, is being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to kids in public schools. This is SRN News. More than 100 homes damaged following a tornado that touched down in a residential area just outside of Houston. Authorities say no injuries reported, but the Houston Fire Department says a number of roads still blocked by a good pile of debris. A grand opening for a new Walmart store. It's a first for the company. Bill Alexander reports.
Walmart officially opened its first branded store in South Africa at a mall location just west of Johannesburg. The store opening marks Walmart's direct entry into the African retail market. The launch event over the weekend reportedly attracted large crowds seeking both bargains and access to international products rarely found locally, such as branded appliances, unique toys, and specialty food and beverage items.
Body and dash camera showing a vehicle pursuit of Dallas Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon reached speeds of 160 miles per hour. More details, srnnews.com.